Now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Larry Noble is now fighting grimly for his life, so that he can be free to deal with Rupert Barlow. For Larry now believes without question that Barlow has used his wealth and position to captivate Mary during Larry's weeks of imprisonment. Right now, Larry is being taken to the visiting room in the New York jail, where he's been told his lawyer and a woman are waiting. As he walks down the long hall with the guard at his side, we hear...
Now don't ask me who the dame is, Mr. Noble. She's got a classy figure, that's all I know. Only she don't let nobody get a look at her face.
What do you mean by that?
Well, just like I said, she's wearing a heavy veil, like somebody out of an old-time movie, or maybe a spy picture or something. I don't know who she's hiding from, but she sure don't want to be recognized.
I don't understand this at all, guard. You don't think it's my wife?
Look, I told you, Mr. Noble, I got no idea who the dame is. She come here with your mouthpiece. They want to see you.
Well, I may not be long. I find out that this is a trick to force me
look,
to see...
Look, all you got to do is say the word, pal, and back you go to the cell block. I'll be waiting right here. I guess you know that by now. Okay, Mac, open up.
I've already given my lawyer word that I won't see...
All right, tell it to him. I'll be waiting.
Mr. Noble, I've come here today for a very important discussion.
What's the idea, Savage? I told you I didn't want to talk to my wife. You understood me at the time, and you...
It's quite all right, Larry. It's Claudia. Claudia Vincent.
Oh.
I'm sorry I had to come here so heavily veiled, but I didn't dare risk being seen. There now, that's better, isn't it? At least I'm safe in this room.
Claudia Vincent. So you're the mysterious lady with the veil. I thought it was Mary, and I was...
Poor
about...
Larry. The word of Rupert and his latest conquest have reached you even here. Oh, I'm terribly distressed for you. With all your other troubles, to have this shocking scandal to bear is too much.
You mind if we don't talk about it?
Of course not, Larry. I understand perfectly. Only too well, as you must know. I've known Rupert Barlow for a long time. Remember, darling, how I tried to warn you about Rupert and Mary? I knew the signs even then.
Since we have little time and more important matters to take up, I think we should waste no more time.
I agree. I don't mind saying I'm surprised to see you, Claudia. You've been something of a stranger since my arrest for the murder of Oliver Wilson.
Oh, I know you must think terrible things of me, Larry, but... Oh, darling, I couldn't help myself. I've been in serious danger ever since Oliver Wilson's murder.
I don't quite understand that, Claudia.
I can't explain it any more clearly now, my dear, except to tell you that I've never for a moment considered letting you down. I've done everything I could to make it possible for me to come into court at the proper time and give testimony that will help your case.
Just what is it you plan to say in court? And what do you expect for your testimony in return?
Now, look here, Mr. Noble. After all, I'm your lawyer.
I know you are, Mr. Savage.
Larry, what do you mean?
I understand that keeping you out of sight has been rather expensive for my friends, particularly Lester Jordan.
Did he tell you that?
It's true, isn't it?
Yes, Larry, it is true. Oh, but what could I do? I tell you, my life's been in danger.
Did you try calling the police?
And have them persuade Miss Vincent that she should testify for the prosecution?
No, I'd never do that, never in this world. Oh, Larry, I've been in hiding because I had to protect myself. I was threatened repeatedly at the start of this case. I was ordered to leave town.
Who ordered you? Who made these threats, Claudia?
Larry, please, you've got to believe me. Look here, look closely at my head. Do you see that bruise here?
Yes.
I was struck unconscious in my hotel room some days ago. I might have been killed. So you see, Larry, my danger is not imagined.
I didn't say it was. I asked you who this unknown menace is.
And I can't tell you, Larry. All I can say is that when your trial opens, I'll take the stand and I'll tell everything I know. I can help you, Larry, and I want nothing for my help, believe me. I wouldn't have accepted so much from Mr. Jordan, but I was helpless.
If you'll listen for a bit, Mr. Noble, I'm sure Miss Vincent will tell you her story, as she told it to me. And then you'll understand just how grateful we should be that she's given so much to this case at such personal risk.
I'm sorry, Claudia. The things I said were very unfair. Please tell me whatever you can and accept my thanks for any help you can give.
Oh, bless you, Larry. I knew you didn't mean those dreadful words because, well, I couldn't bear it if you turned against me, too. You see, Larry, I can prove that you couldn't possibly have murdered Oliver. Because I know who did.
Larry Noble leans forward as Claudia Vincent continues to talk, anxious to hear every word. And sometime later, when Claudia has finished, she's back in the comfortable apartment where Larry's friend Lester Jordan has moved her. And as she walks through the hall in a filmy negligee, Her face is angry. Did we hear?
Oh, why doesn't that old fool of a housekeeper answer when I ring for her? Just because Lester Jordan has moved out and let me stay here for the time being is no reason that she should think that I'll tolerate any impertinence. I'll give her a piece of my mind, even if I do have to follow her out to the kitchen to do it. Didn't you hear me ring? Well, answer me. Where are you? Well, that just isn't fine. Not a soul around. Not a living soul in this whole apartment. Wouldn't you know it? The minute Lester Jordan's back is turned, out she goes, too. And he said she was such a splendid person, such a devoted servant. Huh. It's evident she's... Oh, wait. Hey, what's that on the shelf? A note? Miss Vincent, I had to go to the store. I'll be back as soon as possible, Natty. Oh, now what? Am I supposed to answer doorbells and make out grocery lists? Next thing you know, they'll expect me to dust the furniture. Well, whoever it is, it's...
Hello, Miss Vincent.
Victor. Victor, what are you doing here?
You ought to get a better opening line, Miss Vincent. You said that before each time.
Go away, Victor. I won't talk to you. Go away and close that door.
Not so fast. Let's not make a fuss, Miss Vincent. Now then, just leave me inside. That's it. Close the door.
How did you know where to find me?
What do you care? I told you I'd keep an eye on you. I wanted to know where all the dough you had last time was coming from. That's bad. Nice layout. So you got this actor guy, Lester Jordan, on the hook, huh?
None of your business, Victor. You can just go back to your boss, Rupert Barlow, and make yourself valuable as a small-time hoodlum. I have nothing to say to you.
You got it all wrong, Miss Vincent. I can't go back to the boss. You want to know why?
No.
So I'll tell you. He fired me.
Good. I'm sure it's a fine thing.
Maybe it is at that, Miss Vincent. He fixed it up so I was the fall guy on account of that high and mighty Mrs. Noble got sore at him. That was when those pictures of him and her got in the papers next to Marty Rufus's gossip column, remember?
Victor, I'm not interested in the progress of Rupert Barlow's romance with Mary Noble.
Well, he fixed up those pictures. The whole thing was planted. When she gets sore, he puts the blame on me and he says, beat it, Victor, just like that. Well, I'm going to teach him a little lesson. You interested in getting in the act?
No. No, I told you I want no part of you, Victor.
Listen now, Miss Vinson, how long you figure this setup will last? What about after Larry Noble's trial? Who do you figure is going to look out for you then?
You, I suppose, Victor?
Tell me, how would you like to clip the boss for $250,000?
Rupert Barlow! Oh, don't make me laugh.
Yeah, you think it's a joke. But if I show you how it's easy, maybe you'd be a little interested, huh?
And how would this great fortune be divided if it should come into your hands, Victor?
Even Stephen. Now, that's fair. Ain't it, Miss Vincent?
I don't know why I bother to listen to you, but... Well, since you're here, you might as well tell me the rest. Only, Victor, don't waste any time, because that snoopy housekeeper will be back any minute now.
Sure. Now you're talking. Just listen to this. It's a perfect setup for a frame. The guy's got to put up and like it.
Meantime, Mary Noble's in her hotel in the West 40s in New York. And as she waits anxiously for a message from her husband's lawyer, the telephone suddenly rings and...
Hello?
Mary, at last I found you. This is Rupert Barlow. I've been trying for days to talk to you, to explain, to try to make you understand...
Suppose you let me do the talking for a change, Rupert. I have something I'd like to say to you. When I let you come here to pick up the jewelry box for your secretary, Julia Dixon, I thought it was all just a simple mistake. I thought Julia's Christmas present had been sent here by mistake.
But it was a mistake, my dear, a most unfortunate mistake, and I regret that it happened. Because, you see...
I didn't know at the time there was another present for someone else, with another card attached. I didn't know that you had the bad taste to write me a sentimental message, and that Julia Dixon would take it to my husband at the city jail.
Well, you don't mean that, my dear. You can't mean it.
I do mean it, Rupert. And I mean this, too. I've tried to tell you before that I don't want to see you again. But somehow you've always convinced me that I was wrong. Well, this time I see that it will take plain speaking. So I'm saying that I never want to see you again as long as I live. Can you understand that, Rupert? Is that plain enough for you? Never again. Never.
Mary hangs up the telephone and then bursts into tears of anguish as she realizes she still must wait for news of her husband. Well, be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.